Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins, Nara Shenispatata, a Nara, girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half that was seduced. Bashta, the payment for her embarrassment. Pekama, the payment for her devaluation. Uknasa, and the 50 silver coin penalty. Shelavia, all of them go to her father, as we've seen previously. The Hatzar, and the pain, the payment that one pays for the pain of a Tfusa, of a girl that was anusa, that was raped, in addition to all the previous payments, that also goes to her father. Continues the Mishnah, Amda Bedin, let's say she came to court, she came to the Beis Din, and she was raped, or she was seduced, and she wants to get the money she's supposed to get. Actually, Mesa Av, before her father died, Harehin Shel Ha'av, then all the money goes to the father. Mesa Av, but let's say the father died, after she already went to court, Harehin Shel Achim, in that situation, that her father dies, then they go to the brothers, because since the court case started in the life of her father, quote-unquote, merits the payment, and therefore it goes to his inheritors, which are her brothers. However, says the Mishnah, let's say they never even had the court case, and her father passes away, then they belong to the girl herself. Continues the Mishnah, let's say she stood in judgment with the seducer or the rapist, her father is still alive, Adshalei Bagra, before she turned 12 and a half, when these halachas change, Harein Shalav, the halacha is that the payment goes to the father. Mesab, if the father died after she had already started the court case, Harein Shalachem, as we explained previously, they go to the brothers as inheritance. La'ispikolamoy b'dinat shabagra, but let's say she did not start having the court cases until she's already a bageras, which is 12 and a half or older, or let's say she got married before the court case even started happening, Harehin Shel Atzma, then they belong to her, because since she's a Bageres, she's already a Gedolah, she's already considered a full-fledged young woman, she leaves her father's jurisdiction, and the payments would be remain hers. Rabbi Shimon says, Imloi speak Ligboi Sacha Mesa'av, let's say she never collected, and then her father dies, even though the court case happened during her father's lifetime, nevertheless, if the money had not yet been collected, Harehin Shel Atzma, they go to the girl herself. Rabbi Shimon holds that even though she already went to court, nevertheless, the father does not get them or give them over as an inheritance before the money is actually given. We don't actually rule like Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah concludes, Maisa Yadeha, the money that she earns from work, Umitziyas, or let's say she finds a lost object that she can keep, Afapik Shelegavsa, even though she didn't yet collect them, still, these are considered the money of her father. However, and therefore, because the mother is considered her father's, Mesa'av, if the father would die, Harein Shel Achin, then the money belongs to the brothers who inherit the father. The Gemara says that the Mishnah selected the case of Metziah, of a lost object, even though there's no collection by a Metziah. However, the Mishnah teaches us that the money she earns is just like a lost object. If the father is alive, it goes to the father. After the father dies, it goes to herself. And the brothers don't get it after the death of the father. Wishing you a wonderful, successful, and amazing day.